Attention all passengers. The Uber ride for Mark and Jamal's romantic weekend will depart in 4 minutes from Platform 6. Your ride comes with a rolling countryside sunset view and a table seat ideal for playing footsie beneath. Thank you for booking your tickets on Uber.
Trains on Uber.
So a lot of people are exhausted, they're inflamed, they're struggling with chronic symptoms, trying supplement after supplement, looking for answers that never seem to come. And that's the real problem, because most people are focused on treating symptoms while missing the environment inside their body that's creating them. Today, we're talking about a molecule that some researchers believe could be one of the most overlooked tools in wellness, molecular hydrogen. Can something so simple really impact energy, inflammation, recovery, and long-term health? Well, I guess we're about to find out. Our guest today is Greg the Hydrogen Man. And so he is the host of Uprising 144K YouTube channel and a leading voice in the world of molecular hydrogen. After facing severe health challenges, including autoimmune issues, tumor, gut dysfunction, arthritis, mobility limitations, and a serious health condition, Greg began a personal journey to find answers. That journey eventually led him to a molecular hydrogen, a topic he spent years researching and educating others about. And today we're going to talk about the science, the claims, the controversies, and why so many people are becoming interested in hydrogen as part of their wellness journey. Greg, it's so good to see you. Thanks so much for being here.
Oh, absolutely, Lisa. Thanks for the invite.
So pumped. I would love to start a little bit with your story. I know you've been on the show before, but let's just give the audience a little bit of a recap. Can you take us back to where your health was falling apart and explain to us what life looked like for you back when things were a real struggle for you?
Well, that was my own going through medical issues is always like that for people. And I should tell people, I'm actually just going to be inhaling hydrogen while we're hanging out. I'm not sick. It's good for me. So just in case it looks weird, you know. It's a little ironic that I was working in the medical field for a little over 2 decades. And I really got a glimpse on what happened behind the scenes. And seeing what happens behind the scenes really gave me, I feel like, a different insight to what the average person really understands about how Western medicine works. And what's ironic about it is, I remember thinking to myself when I was in the field after many years, because the first decade I learned so much, the second decade felt like a lot of repetition. And I thought to myself, God, I hope I never get sick. That's what I was really, because I wasn't seeing a lot of solutions to problems. I was seeing a lot of band-aids, a lot of medicine, you know, just pharmaceuticals. And I should say, you know, I'm not going to give any medical advice today. I'm making no medical claims today. And I'm making no claims for or against any problem. I hope the audience understands that. Basically, I did end up getting sick. And I ended up having just so many issues, some of them quite severe, to the point where they literally ruined my life. You know, without getting into too much crazy detail, it really ruined everything that I had built in my life. And I ended up losing everything. And it was very painful. Journey. And of course, I started like watching podcasts, listening to all these different ideas about what to do for health and different supplements and different machines. And there was honestly a lot of frustration and a lot of money going down the toilet. And after many years of being in this kind of more in the field of alternative, I feel really odd because I feel like I'm in the middle between Western medicine and alternative medicine or whatever, because I'm not real super fond of either. But both of them have little things that can be helpful. But for the majority of what they encompass, I'm not a huge fan. And so I had to kind of embark on my own journey. And ultimately what I did was I got confused a lot at the beginning because everybody was disagreeing with each other. And when I say disagreeing, we're talking about like one podcaster will be saying you should be different meat. You got another guy telling you you should eat nothing but vegetables. You got another guy telling you that you should live this way. And same thing with water and same thing with supplements, agreeing on things. And that got to be really frustrating. And I tried many different avenues for all the conditions that I kind of suffered from, and nothing was working, you know, and that was obviously very frustrating. So I eventually made a decision, because I remember looking at different channels about water, and people saying, hey, you should drink alkaline water. Remember, that was the whole rage? Alkaline water is the answer. And then somebody else will be saying, no, structured water and this spring water. And nobody could agree really on what the best water was. And so I started doing a lot of critical thinking in regards to diet, water, what's maybe a proper supplement, no supplement. I started looking at things from more of my own critical thinking. And I decided to take a dive deeper into the absolute data, scientific research from good sources, rather than just listening to all these random podcasters. And I'm not trying to put it down, but it was frustrating. I didn't know which direction to follow. And I tried many different directions and I wasn't getting anywhere. And so when I started really doing the critical thinking, like I'll give you one example of how my brain worked. When I thought about water and I thought about water, I asked myself, what do I really want out of my water? And I thought to myself, well, how about clean water? How about just that? Who cares about the pH? Who cares about where it came from? Like, how about clean water? Water that's free of microplastics, water forever chemicals, water that's free of fluoride, water that's free, blah, blah, blah. There's so many in our water, it's ridiculous. So that's where a lot of this began. And it took a long time. And of course, I stumbled upon molecular hydrogen many years ago. I mean, I've been doing my channel for over a decade. And molecular hydrogen, 7 years or something. It's been a very long road. And when I saw the data on hydrogen, I'm such a skeptical guy because, you know, I hate to say it, but it's hard to know who to trust these days. You know, I don't trust anymore after, you know, and I'm not trying to drop names or anything, but like, I don't really trust like the Dr. Arcos and the Dr. Andres. And I know a lot of people like all these doctors out there and they think that they're The funny thing about it, Lisa, is that after being in Western medicine for so long and I saw all the shenanigans, being on the alternative medicine, I hate to tell you, but I've seen all the shenanigans on that side. And there's a ton. People don't even realize that the alternative medicine field is now bigger than pharmaceutical.
Yeah, it's so confusing. There's so much out there and there's so many fads and there's so many people that are saying contradictory things. Only eat plant-based, only eat meat. Mushrooms are the cure for everything. It's so confusing. You can go down such a rabbit hole and then no wonder you get confused and overwhelmed. It's like, where do you even start, right?
Absolutely. And that's exactly where I ended up having to go through. And I made, now me on a personal level, I think, I don't know if other people feel this way, but I was at my absolute lowest point. I was in so much pain. I was really ill. I was told by a doctor, you know, you don't have many years to live. I had a severe, on top of all my medical issues, I had a severe heart condition. And so they were like, you know, you're going to open surgery. You only have so many years, you know, all these different things that I was being told by Western medicine on top of everything. And I was at such a low point that I remember just starting to pray. I think a lot of people do that when low point. And I made a promise to God, and obviously I didn't want to go against what I promised. And my promise was, and I didn't even think heart, right? I didn't even use my head. I just prayed and said, God, if you can just lead, help me figure out how this works. Help me figure out what it really needs and stop with all these shenanigans, right? I just want to figure out the real path. And it was very hard for me to read piles and piles of medical research and, you know, scientific data and do all this like education to try to find the real answers. It wasn't easy and it was boring and it was tedious and I really didn't like it. And when you don't like something, at least in my opinion, it's hard to excel and be good at something if you don't like it, you know? Mm-hmm. Which is one of the reasons that I made that prayer, because I was trying to read the literature and I was having such the darndest time reading, understanding, and even knowing how to apply. Because you can read about something, but how do you apply it into your life to actually bring about the change without a coach or someone? And clearly there's out there, you know, that I really trusted. I tried a lot of protocols, spent way too much money on stuff and got no results. And I was just literally bleeding out all my savings. And so after going through all that, after that prayer, something happened. It must have been within a week or two, and I can't begin to describe it to people, but all of a sudden, things started easy to me. The literature, I was actually almost, and I still do, I get like visions of how the body works and what it really needs and all these different things. And I started accumulating this almost like a vast library of data inside of me and putting together and creating my own. You know, I completely, and of course, stumbling upon, you know, hydrogen was quite remarkable, though I was very skeptical. And I read the data for about 4 years, actually, almost 4 years. And I was so desperate that I was like, okay, I got to try this hydrogen. The thing is, I made huge mistakes at the beginning because I bought, you know, what do you do when you're trying to find like find hydrogen? I tried to find the cheapest stuff, right? It's like, can I just find the cheapest way of making hydrogen? And so right. I would products like these bottles from China or the Philippines. Some of them say they come from the Philippines, but they're just using Chinese parts. And, you know, hydrogen tablets. So like I was looking for the cheap stuff, right? I made a huge mistake. I didn't realize that how you make hydrogen matters. And it's not even for just hydrogen, Lisa. This goes for supplements too. You can make a supplement that potentially is really good, or you can make supplements using cheaper ingredients, inferior methods, you know, for bigger profits. And I've learned this because I have had so many companies try to recruit me. They actually try to recruit me daily. Every day I wake up to more emails of somebody trying to recruit me. And a lot of these companies got pretty pissed at me because I found dirty little secrets. And as the years went on, I realized the world of hydrogen in my personal opinion is extremely corrupt. That's my own personal opinion. If you look at where these products are coming from, the majority of them are coming from China. And I didn't understand how to make hydrogen. So then I had the engineering of how to make this stuff. And it was very complicated. I'm not an engineer. I had to learn about the science of metallurgy. I had to learn of every method of making hydrogen. I also had to learn every method of water filtration, the good, the bad. I mean, I had to just, it took years of work in trying to figure all this out. And a lot of my research continued, not even trying, kept leading back to Japan. The Japanese have done research in regards to medicine and health. But I don't think that people realize that they have almost an obsession when it comes to health. And I don't think people realize that. There's an accident that the Japanese have the longest life expectancy of any industrialized nation in the world. And so I was doing all this research and really trying to figure all this out. And in time, I did start figuring it out. And then started seeing results that were phenomenal and even hard to believe. You know, even people that I knew, even people in my family, starting to see arthritis going away, glaucoma going away, blood pressure issues, cholesterol issues, thyroid stuff, dementia, Alzheimer's, TBI, Crohn's disease, celiac disease, leaky gut, you know, my heart condition. My heart literally went away and my heart. Like, what in the world just happened here? It was so, I couldn't believe it. You know, what ended up ultimately happening is I felt like I'd been brainwashed because I would see a result and I felt in denial. I'm like, there's no way. Did you make a mistake? Are you sure you're right, doctor? Can you check again? Unbelievable stuff. And again, you know, I'm not making claims. I just want to make that really clear. I experienced these things myself. My heart condition is gone. And I'm not the only one. I started sharing the technique that I use for myself with other people. And then all of a sudden I got an email from their cardiologist because they saw their, you know, other people's heart conditions. And it was so wild that I just couldn't believe it. And I started embarking on this rabbit hole. I never expected to be a doctor or a health guru, the direction that I wanted to go in life. But it's ironic sometimes I feel like the mystery, whether it's God or spirituality or whatever your life is for, and I'm not going to pretend to claim I have all the answers or anything of that nature, but I know that God exists and, you know, people, I respect what people want to believe, but there's clearly a higher power in my opinion. And by seeing this journey of getting such a clear picture of both sides of the aisle of Western medicine and ultimately embarking on my own path, you know, and so it's just been a really wild ride and has really changed mm-hmm. as a person. And so I made a commitment. I always stuck to my original prayer that that I made because I had to stay true to it. I couldn't possibly, you know, not stay true to it the way I promised. I probably wouldn't even be able to sleep at night if I did that. And so I ultimately figured out that I was able to achieve these health changes, like in myself, for example, without using virtually supplements. And I recently, not recruited, but I was recently contacted by a worldwide famous doctor who is also a scientist. He runs a lab. He's pretty remarkable. He's a, you know, well-known author, blah, blah, blah. He's even done testing for people like Brian Jones, you know, the number one biohacker in the world. And when he saw the results, the reason he discovered me was because he was doing blood work. He does a very, quite expensive type of blood work. Very different. I don't see almost anybody who can do what this guy does. A lot of anti-aging markers, blah, blah. There was a guy who wanted to follow the protocol, and his results were phenomenal. And this doctor literally said, how are you achieving? You must be doing something. There is no way that you achieve this type of results and you're doing nothing. And then of course, like, well, I'm using the device from a website called Holy Hydrogen, which is a Japanese hydrogen device, which is the best in the world. I know all the devices out there. I even know how they're made. I had to study the engineering. And he used the device. This doctor became very interested. And he reached out to me. And as we had a lot of conversations, what was also interesting, Lisa, is that we started talking about supplements, this gentleman and myself, this doctor. Him and I are on the same page. He said, you know, I got to tell you, I think that well over 90%, now according to him, he's saying 99%, pretty big number. My guess is that it's over 90%. He said that the majority of the supplements out there are basically not good and even potentially harming you. And obviously, I'm not going to name brands or anything like that, but it's interesting because when companies were trying to recruit me, I literally saw how they were making some of these supplements. And I even confronted them and said, why are you doing it this way and not this way? And I'll tell you exactly what the guy, he said, it would make the product more expensive. We would, when you have to charge more, we're going to end up selling less of them. We'll also make less profit. And that's why we don't do it. And I was like, but aren't you making these products to help people? You know, it was crazy to me that they were cutting corners, making excuses. It was all about money. This was, this was not about the truth. It was not about making the best product. I've seen that the world is riddled with corruption, whether it's in our government, whether it's in our medical system, whether it's alternative health at this point, it's all over the place. I mean, it's like we're bathing in crap. It's so, and in order to find the good stuff, and it is out there, but we're talking like a needle in a haystack. We're talking about few little things out there that are still good things, good products, people who want to do it the honorable way. And that's one thing that I've learned about Japan. In fact, the hydrogen device that I'm using right now, which is the one that's by far the most amazing device, and I can, there's literally very simple data that you can look at that shows that it's the best. What surprised me was the story. I didn't know the story. I was looking at it and I was just looking at facts. I don't go off of opinions. I don't care if it's a doctor telling me something or somebody who's, I don't care. I'm going to look at the facts, not who's getting paid to talk and say whatever, right? And when I was looking at the facts, it led me to this device, and it happened to be all engineered in Japan, hand-built in Japan. The only machine that gets, that all their machines get lab in Japan, everything in Japan. And when I found out that the creator of the device had done it for his daughter who was dying, what? I didn't find out till years later. I was using the device, getting all the amazing. And when I found that out, I was shocked. And what it showed me, when you do something from love, when you do something because you really cared, you don't cut corners. Mm-hmm. That's what I learned, you know? And learning the full story of this particular piece of equipment and how remarkable it is and how many people out attack it, which is another interesting thing. You know, this machine gets attacked like no other. And now the industry is threatened by it. You see what I'm saying? And
can you back up a little bit and explain to us what molecular hydrogen is?
Yeah, it's so simple. Hydrogen is a gas. And the future of medicine, in my personal opinion, entails, it's going to entail a lot of different things. But one of the things that it's going to entail is how to use different gases for different. And so the probably the most well-known gas that we use is oxygen, right? Hospital, they have medical grade oxygen tanks, right? Got it. No big deal. Learn how to use it. Because oxygen, believe it or not, people don't know. Oxygen is an oxidant. Oxygen does dehydrate. That's why people inhale oxygen too much. Their nose gets all raw out. Are there benefits to oxygen? Of course there's benefits. But it's so easy to overdo. Anybody who works in the medical field or understands, you know, gases and medicine, like medical grade gases, oxygen, you have to be cautious. You don't want to be supplementing oxygen because your body will get accustomed very quickly and it literally starts shutting down red blood cell production. So you have to learn how to cycle it, how to use it properly. And again, made properly. Medical gas is some of the most important for purity, just like water. You know, because when I'm inhaling gas right now, it's bypassing my liver. This stuff's going straight to my brain, straight to my lungs, straight into my bloodstream. Medical gas, it's so important that gases are pure. So molecular hydrogen is a gas. Just like, again, ozone is another gas. Helium is another gas. Nitrogen is another gas. There's so many different types of gases. And so molecular hydrogen, you know, the data on it is phenomenal. I mean, I believe there's over 2,000 medical studies at this point. I'm talking like 10 or 20 or 100. Over 2,000. There's literally footage on, there's a news outlet from Japan. It's called NHK News, if you've ever heard of it. And they did a full story on hydrogen. They were showing how people, sometimes they were carrying the tanks in ambulances. They're using it already medically in Japan in roughly 30 university hospitals. It's the real deal. And the benefits are remarkable and they show the benefits. Even the doctor that I was working with is clearly, you know, the benefits. That's why he became. I'm still surprised that a lot of people either don't know about it. Like even Brian Johnson, he's supposed to be the number one doctor in the world. He doesn't seem to know anything about hydrogen. I don't get it. The other issue is there's so many shenanigans in the hydrogen world. I've seen many people get sick or harm themselves, you know. And there's many products that I'm not a fan of. I think I already showed, you know, things like I'm not a fan of hydrogen tablets at all. You know, if I would tell anybody, you know, if you ever try these, go do a heavy metal test and see what you find. You shouldn't have any heavy metals in a medical gas. That would be pure, in my opinion, pure stupidity, right?
Absolutely.
But a lot of people, I don't want to say they lack the intelligence. Maybe they do. I don't know if it's that they lack the intelligence, they didn't study it enough, or they become maybe corrupt. Because that again, that's the name of the game these days. Money seems to govern things so much.
So much, yeah.
And it's sad because it's, you know, for me, it'd be very difficult to put money over human life. Mm-hmm. But I feel like I see it all the time, Lisa. And
what role does oxidative stress play in chronic illness?
It plays a huge role. You know, even things like ROS, which is reactive oxygen, you know, oxidative stress, you know, causing inflammation. It's one of the things that molecular hydrogen appears to be quite phenomenal for. There was a list of medical conditions that hydrogen has been shown to be potentially effective for in a lot of medical studies. And they just couldn't understand how one thing, you know, just molecular hydrogen could do what would take so many pharmaceuticals to do.
Right.
You know, without potentially any side effects. It was quite phenomenal. Oxidative stress is what they discovered, at least in theory, what seems to be the underlying issue for roughly 96, 97% of all disease. You know, if you have too much oxidative stress in the liver, it's going to look like, you know, fatty liver disease or cirrhosis of the liver. If you have too many free radicals in your brain, it might look like something else like dementia or something. And so ultimately, hydrogen seems to be very special because it's not just an antioxidant. People talk a lot about antioxidants. Mm-hmm. First of all, selective antioxidant, which makes all the difference in the world. People need to understand that that makes a very big difference. It doesn't just antioxidize indiscriminately because you wouldn't want to antioxidize everything in your body. Probably die, right? So because what I've learned about health is that it's all about balance. Like you don't want your blood glucose to shoot up super high. You don't want your blood glucose to just crash. It's all about balance. And that's what I discovered about life. You know, life is all about balance. Health is about balance. And hydrogen, to me, from what I've uncovered, is the great balancer. I've never seen anything like it. It really seems to balance, you know, things out. I'm breathing it in right now. And if my body gets too much, I simply, with every exhale, I'm exhaling. It's one of the ways in Japan they'll measure it, your exhalation, right? And I can even off-gas it through my tissues. So if I don't need it, I'll gas it. If I have it, I'll use it. You know, the most important thing is the purity. And you know, it's not just for hydrogen, Lisa, that I've uncovered that it's also the purity of our water, the purity of our food, you know, the purity of our lives, because you don't want the things that they're putting in everything, whether it's the chemicals in our food, the chemicals in our water. I mean, I have a third-party laboratory right here about the things that are in our water. And it's absolutely shocking to me. And I just implore anybody listening, please, if you care about children, for example, whether it's little baby kids, you know, somebody that you know, a mother out there, father, whoever, I didn't realize till I was doing all this research, who do the contaminants in water affect the most? Children. You know, when I was doing the research, so I do research and I'm not biased. I'm looking for the truth. That's why I've turned down massive amounts of companies who want to recruit me, because I'm not going to promote their crap. I'm just not going to do it, right? I want to be able to sleep at night. You know, I want to be able to be live right by myself, because I have had, not to get too deep into it, but I did have my own experience, you know, from some terrible stuff that happened when I was younger. And when you go to the other side, you begin to realize what's important. Some of the things that we think we value in life are really not that valuable. You're not going to take a ton of money. You're not going to take your mansion or your Ferrari or your super cool phone or watch or whatever it is. You're not taking this stuff with you when you cross over. The things you take with you are the good and the bad that you've ever done to others. This is why I think ancient scriptures and wisdom says things like love one another. I think Jesus said, love one another as I have loved you. We need to learn to work from a place of love and care about each other and not have money about people. People should be number one. Care about people, right? And if you're going to do something, do it honorably. If you're going to make a water machine or a supplement or whatever, do it right. Don't do it for profits. I understand that businesses need profits, but I just implore people to do the right thing. But what I found out as far as the contaminants, they affect babies the most.
Right.
And you have to remember, these children, their brains aren't fully developed. Their kidneys aren't fully developed. Their bodies are not fully developed. The developmental process that kids are going through, they need all the nutrients. They don't need the contaminants. They need the right things in order for their bodies to develop. Look at the level of medical issues right now in the youth. It's crazy. And I don't hear people talking about water. You know, if people want to know how I clean my water, and I know all water filtrations in existence. I became a water filtration expert. And I know all the different methods. If they want to see the method that I use, it's a website called mypurewater.com. It's a process of carbon distillation. And of course, if people like discounts, they can use this and support what I'm doing. The discount code is Uprising144K. But back to this harming kids, I found radioactive contaminants in the water on the lab test. The good news is that carbon distillation removes almost all of it, really. And I found all sorts of other stuff in the water, from parasites to viruses to bacteria to mold. And you think that your average water filter is going to filter out all this stuff? No. Your refrigerator or your under the sink water filter will not filter everything out. I'm sorry. There's proof of that. And there's sadly shenanigans in the water filtration too, you know? And if I were to just show you the pages of contaminants, I mean, pages after page after page. And if I give you one example, it's always my favorite one. You've heard of Forever Chemicals, Lisa?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Here's a few examples of some Forever Chemicals. And these are all the levels that were found in the water. And this is after carbon distillation, zeros. That's how good it is. Now, the only issue when you're cleaning your water is that the only way to do it is you have to remove everything. And that includes, and people don't realize that minerals, there is a difference between organic and inorganic minerals, and people don't know that either. I understand that not everybody has the time to become an expert, but that's why I try to make it simple. But I'll tell you one good thing is it's very easy and cheap to remineralize your water. It's not complicated, right? And so it's no big deal. And so I'm very picky about my water, and it has a lot to do with my health. And I'm very picky about my hydrogen. Hydrogen is, I mean, the word hydrogen itself literally means that which becomes. So it's a magical thing. What it does for the body is phenomenal. You know, anti-inflammatory.
What does it do for inflammation and recovery? How does it interact with both of those?
Yeah, so it does appear to be an anti-inflammatory. Obviously, we talked about a.
I feel like most people are struggling with inflammation. Like that, I feel like is one of the most number one causes of disease in the body right now. Like everyone is really struggling with inflammation.
Yeah, I think that inflammation is a product of whether it's contaminants, an immune system.
Environmental.
But even your immune system, like you have an overactive system, you need to again have balance, right? I also think that it happens from even stress. You know, I do my own podcast too. And it was pretty shocking. There was a woman who's having like panic attack, kind of like anxiety attacks.
Yeah.
Over 20 or 30 years, very long time. Of course, what do doctors give her? They give her Valium. And you got to be careful with Valium. You know, this is something you want to get used to taking all the time.
Totally.
And even the Valium wasn't working for her. She saw me on a video and she's like, I'm going to try that hydrogen machine. And it was originally for her husband who had gout. She started using it when she had a panic attack. She couldn't believe how good it worked. And she was even saying, I mean, you know, it's her words because, again, I don't make claims. She was just saying, this must be a coincidence. So then she had another attack, used it again. Then she had another attack, used it again. She goes, what is going on here? This actually appears to work. And I started doing research and I found some data in regards to hydrogen. One of the things that it appears to do that's really great is lower stress hormones. So when you're overstressed, you know, you get these stress hormones and it appears to help bring them down. Maybe you can get deeper sleep, better sleep, bring down the inflammation. You know, the whole antioxidant, selective antioxidant thing, I don't think the average person knows. I'm even curious if you know, Lisa, are you aware that antioxidants actually come in different sizes?
Antioxidant, not really, actually. No, I never really thought of it like that.
People never think about that. And like, if you look at the antioxidant, like CoQ10, it's quite large. If you look at glutathione, it's also quite large. If you look at compared to vitamin C, compared to vitamin E, they're all sizes, all of them. But what people don't realize is that when you want to penetrate the mitochondria, because a lot of our functional issues are actually coming from mitochondrial dysfunction. And how do you liberate these free radicals or this oxidative stress from something like the mitochondria or other parts of the body? You need to be able to penetrate where you need to penetrate. And by having something like a CoQ10 or vitamin C, I kid you not, it's like trying to put an elephant in the front door of your house. It's not going to.
Right.
But hydrogen is so tiny that it can literally get into every nick and cranny. By the way, there's no place that hydrogen cannot reach in your body. Right past the blood-brain barrier, it goes everywhere. And that's part of its charm, or really more part of its magic, is the fact that it can do that. And you know, a lot of people, I'm curious how much people are interested in this because I don't talk about it a lot, but even the spiritual side of hydrogen, people are like, why would it have anything to do anything spiritually? I actually call it the ascension molecule because what does hydrogen do? It literally ascends. It's like a balloon. It floats upwards. It appears to be the purest gas known to man. So when you go, for example, deep sea diving, they have to remove virtually almost all the oxygen out of your tank. A lot of people don't know that you have to remove the oxygen. I'm thinking, why? Because it would kill you. You cannot go deep sea diving with a bunch of oxygen in the tank. It becomes too toxic for the body. So they use hydrogen, and they even use helium, kind of a form of hydrogen, basically. And so it's a really fascinating gas. And spiritual front, have you ever heard of a place called Lourdes, France?
No, I have not, actually.
So Lourdes, France, they call it like the healing waters of Lourdes. They also pronounce it Lourdes. Everybody pronounces it a little differently. But they have so many documented cases of people having, you know, miraculous healings, you know, from the waters of Lourdes. And I don't know why I didn't put two and two together. It took me a long time. Did you know the name of the machine from this Holy Hydrogen website? It's called the Lourdes Hydrofix.
Interesting.
They literally named it apparently the healing waters of Lourdes. And just having the name on the device, as crazy as this may sound, I think plays a role in the healing. Because have you ever seen the work of a guy named, he's a Japanese gentleman called Masaru Emoto?
No, is that the photos with energy by chance?
Energetic photos?
Okay, interesting.
So that's the guy who discovered that if you talk to water, play music to water, put images like photos on the water, even having thoughts towards the water appear to affect the water, right?
Yeah, the molecular structure. Yeah, it's beautiful. It looks like snowflake.
Yeah. And when I was looking at that, well, I'm such a skeptic that I thought, this is Looney Tunes. This is so stupid.
It sounds crazy, yeah.
And as time went by and I was looking more and more into research, I started realizing, this is legitimate? This is insane to me. And I found out later that Lourdes, France, that water appears to have molecular hydrogen gas naturally in it from the way the Earth just made it. And it's not the only place. There's other places on the planet. There's another one called Tlacote, Mexico, where they seem to have the same thing, and they found molecular hydrogen gas in that water. There's another place in Germany. There's, you know, these few places on the planet that appear to have this, what I would call magical water. But Lourdes, France, like the big, most famous. And of course, I do long to go there someday and really experience it for myself. But the fact that this little device, well, as magical as it is, and there's so much data, by the way, there's a lot of data, like I've seen live. I have a lot of it on my channel that I got from laboratories in Japan. Like I have a live blood analysis on my video 68, I think it is. My videos are numbered. Video number 8 shows how hydrogen appears to protect you from radiation. People can Google that, which I think is very important. I think one of my favorite parts about hydrogen is how much it protects you, appears to protect you, allegedly, right? Look at the data. That's the part, because I feel like, I hate to say this, but I just feel like we're bombarded with, something's happening in the world, Lisa. I don't know what it is. I feel like you see all the chemtrails in the sky, you know, they're putting stuff in our water. EIA document 2.5 months ago, basically proving that they are putting stuff in our water that attempts to brainwash us. They put stuff in our food. You know, they spray our food with, you know, things like glyphosate. There's a report that just came out on golf courses and how it's almost a 200% increased likelihood of getting Parkinson's if you live near a golf course. And I mean, we're bombarded constantly.
Totally.
And when I saw how powerful hydrogen appears to be for protection, that's why I use it regularly. I drink my water regularly. If I sit down like this, you know, I'll do the inhalation, you know, good for my brain, good for protection, good for my blood. I've had doctors look at some of the data. I remember this one doctor, she saw my video 68 about a live blood analysis from a woman in Japan in their labs in Japan. She said, what you're showing there is impossible. So that's a scam. She ended up actually buying the same equipment, testing it in her lab, only to come back and say to me, oh my God, it did the same thing. She goes, this is real. You know, the number one university in the world that researches hydrogen is called Keio University. And they've uncovered things like molecular hydrogen appears to open up ghost vessels in the body for better blood flow and reaching, you know, because life is in the blood. You want good blood flow, good blood movement.
Absolutely.
You know, I've had doctors, I was doing regular blood work because it's very important to overcome, in my opinion, with my protocols, every nutritional deficiency. And this is so important because we have clear evidence that when you have a nutritional deficiency, it can kind of lead to disease. Like probably the most famous, if you're deficient in vitamin C, you get scurvy. And to fix scurvy, you don't need a pharmaceutical. You just need to get your vitamin C levels up and then you know, you're fine. And so I took that. This is what I mean about thinking critically. I took that to heart and I thought, I'm going to find a way to overcome all my nutritional deficiencies, because I discovered through my research that almost everyone is deficient in something. And so I worked on that a lot, and I was doing blood work regularly every 3 to 6 months to make sure that these protocols I was working on were really working and where I needed to fine tune them. Literally to the point where I had a doctor who's a blood specialist of over 30 years reach out to me and say, your blood, which actually worried me when she called me. I was like, why are you in Western medicine? You typically only call people when there's a problem.
Yeah.
That's kind of the rule of thumb. But she called me and she just said, no, calm down. There's nothing wrong. And I was like, then why are you calling? She said, you know, I've been doing this for over 30 years and I have never seen blood that looks like yours ever in my life. She said, you must be doing. Yeah. She said, you have no nutritional deficiencies. You know, she was so blown away by
it. Most people will take multiple supplements without even knowing what the state of their blood is. Like, they'll just continue taking things, hoping that it'll fix the problem. It's so important to get to the root causes of those deficiencies. I just went for some, and my D levels were low. And so I started supplementing with more vitamin D3 and K2. But I wouldn't have known that unless I would have dug deeper into that. And so I think that's the problem right there. Oh, are you showing? Is that some D, K2, D3?
Oh, yep. But this is actually, so there's new data on vitamin D. I'm not sure if you're aware of this. This is in its ionic form.
Okay.
And they're uncovering, so everybody thought, first it was vitamin D. Then it was, oh, vitamin D with K2. But now they've realized that in order for it to work to its maximum level, see, this is what I don't think people understand about health. Everything is synergistic. The human body is like a major body. And we didn't realize that minerals work synergistically with the vitamin D in order for it to work properly, function properly. And that's why, instead of me trying to figure it all that out, I just have faith in this creation, this body, because it's a masterpiece in my opinion. God created a masterpiece with this body. All I have to do is find a way to give it everything it needs, and it'll do the rest on its own. And so that's when I uncovered, you know, that's why that was my goal. To just overcome every nutritional deficiency. And hydrogen has been absolutely pivotal in that, with my ability to be able to absorb nutrients, you know, on a whole other level. So yeah, like you were saying, the blood works really important, and vitamin D is extremely important.
Yeah, I'd consider it a hormone, basically. It's basically, yeah, it's so pertinent for good health, for sure.
Yeah, and obviously, you know, the data, there was the number one expert in the world who, he runs a hospital, done extensive research on vitamin D, and the data that he's accumulated is phenomenal. And that's why, again, I didn't just say, oh, I'm vitamin D. I had to take a deep dive into vitamin D and figure out the best, right? And that, and exactly. I was just showing, you know, that's the only thing that I supplement really is my vitamin D. It's the only one, because you're just not going to get enough from your food. I'm sorry.
Totally. How can people tell the difference between quality products and marketing hype? Because they're, like you said earlier, there's so much stuff out there right now.
Honestly, it's extremely difficult, which is why I do all the homework for everybody. my simple answer is don't trust most of it. A lot of times, the biggest influencers are not giving you the best product. The biggest influencers, and I know because I've been in contact with a lot of them, but the reason you don't see me on their shows is because they want a massive amount of money to get on their shows. And I don't go around paying people to get on, you know what I mean? And so, you know, I mean, when I give you the numbers, they're crazy. So in order for these companies to get them to promote, you know, again, they make the product cheap, make large profits, give the profits to a lot of these influencers. They help promote the products. So sometimes the most products that are the most popular are not always the best ones, actually. Ironic. It's the obscure little, sometimes like mom and pop shops that have the best stuff sometimes, you know? And so it's been very difficult. One thing that I did note was, I was telling you about the doctor who runs the laboratory who told me that 99% of supplements are terrible. I mean, he was doing blood work recently on a woman that wanted to improve her health. And I spoke to her too, and she was on a ton of supplements. And I was telling her, I said, look, I'm not a fan of supplements. Everything that I'm able to achieve, I'm able to do it with virtually no supplements. Did the blood work. And then she actually got off, I think, almost all the supplements, easily over 90% of them. And when she did blood work the next time, her blood work was way better. Way better. And it was ironic because we're almost programmed to think that supplements must be making me healthy. They must be good, right? And all she did was she implemented my hydrogen protocol. You know, she just started using the hydrogen from the Japanese equipment, you know, like I said, from the Holy Hydrogen website. She implemented clean water. You'd be shocked at what just clean water with hydrogen can do. When I worked with the guy, the doctor running the laboratory, and he's like, I want to know what you're doing. And he goes, because I want to do it myself. And I said, well, you're going to need to get a carbon distiller from the mypurewater.com site. And you're going to need a hydrogen device from this Holy Hydrogen website. And he was just like, clean water? And I thought it was so shocking that this doctor was surprised that part of my protocol is clean water. I was like,
right. It's so foundational.
Yeah, and nobody thinks about it. And to be honest, the other one that's really hard to implement is clean air. You know, there's some countries, I'm not going to go into all the details, but I discovered that, for example, the people who live in the United States, I'll just tell you, they're in Hawaii. And then what did I do? I went and researched who's got the cleanest air in the United States. Hawaii. So there is a correlation. And look, I got friends from Hawaii and stuff, and they're not the biggest health nuts. I mean, I got, you know, eating spam and just garbage food or processed food or whatever. And yet they have the longest life expectancy in Hawaii. And I think that's how big of a role the clean air and clean water. Like I said, it's the contaminants that's the problem. So I focus so much on purity. That's why, and you know, I could show you, if you really want a nutritional product I use too, it's, I literally take no multivitamins, but people are saying, well, how in the world do you have no? I use a product from a website called iShopPurium.com, and it's a product called Power Shake. If you read the ingredients, it's all it is. And they try to do them, you know, organic and really clean. And of course, if people want discount codes and supporting what I'm trying to do here, because I do all this for free. And so that's very difficult to do and not to sell out. But if people want to support it, the discount code Uprising144K gives them a very good discount on it. But that's all I use. I literally just use that powder, and it's just food. And I put that food in like smoothies, and I drink really clean water. And hydrogen is the most powerful, quote unquote, in my tool belt as far as, you know, health is concerned. And everything else is pretty simple. You know, you really have to figure out proper protocols as far as when to sleep, when to eat, when not to eat, what to eat, you know, all these different things that you have to figure out how to do the right way. But hydrogen is the piece that brings it all together. Without hydrogen, yeah. I would not achieve the things that I've achieved, you know.
Amazing. And I think an interesting point too is that we need to listen to our bodies more. Our bodies will actually crave the nutrients that it's needing. And so if you're craving a juicy piece of steak, for example, it's probably because your body needs those nutrients. And so I think people need to really tune into their individuality a lot more as well. And the foundational pieces are so important. Like you said, the air, the water, adding something like hydrogen. If someone out there is looking for answers and they feel super overwhelmed, what would you want them to understand about wellness and hydrogen?
You know, well, first, if they feel overwhelmed, obviously they can go to my, everything's free there. They can watch my YouTube channel for free. And I encourage people to share and subscribe because I've been working so hard to try to get this information out there to help people with their issues. But I think foundationally, if you're getting overwhelmed, remember one thing, get clean water. And if you were to get clean, properly made hydrogen, just that I've seen do crazy things. I don't typically like to say that too much because I do think that people should change other aspects of their life. But I mean, I have a family member myself who I saw medical issues and he didn't want to change the way he ate, the restaurants that he went to, having a beer and french fries and a cheeseburger and living life, right? But he implemented the clean water and the hydrogen because he was suffering from, you know, blood pressure issues, cholesterol issues. He also had the arthritis, diabetes, actually. And I didn't think it would work. I'm like, you can't continue to live this way and just drink the hydrogen and the clean water and it's going to change your life. All the went away. I was shocked. I realized the power of hydrogen. Well, just implement hydrogen and clean water. And walking is also great. Actually, he did implement that too. I always tell people, go for a walk, at least one walk a day, minimum of 20 to 30 minutes. It's so important to just walk a little bit every day. Get outside, you know? People are able to contact me. Some people do want for individualized consultations. I know what it's like to suffer. And it's horrible. And it can ruin your life. And they need guidance. So, you know, people can email me uprising144k@gmail.com. And, you know, I always tell people, include a phone number. Because it is very hard for me to see anybody suffer. I don't like it. You know, and I don't like what I've seen happening in this world, both in the world of supplementation and just the world in general. Like I said, there's a lot of corruption and it's very hard to know you can trust. And so that's been a really difficult thing that I've encountered. So I have a soft spot, you know, and I show if people, I really encourage people to watch some of the testimonial videos, people that I interview on my channel who are real people who I've worked with, and they can really see what they have to say. That's what I would encourage, people to do if they're feeling overwhelmed and having trouble knowing what to do.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thank you so much for this really amazing conversation. I appreciate everything that you said, and it's about really taking ownership of your health. You know, it's about asking those bigger questions. So thanks so much for being here today. And we'll make sure to have your links in the show notes for people so they can have access to your products, your YouTube channel, and your email address as well.
Well, thank you so much, Lisa. It was great talking to you. Thank you for allowing me to share this. And again, I encourage people to, follow, your channel, share this type of information. That's the only way that it's going to get out. This is really kind of a grassroots movement. It's the only way. There's no huge, YouTubers paying, literally massive amounts of money to get out. But if people share it and people care about each other, and, I'm a very small fish in a very big pond. So the only way that, this gets out is by the people. So I encourage people to try information to people that you care about and love, or that you potentially see suffering.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thanks again, Greg, the Hydrogen Man, for being here today. So Greg has turned his own health journey around into, now he's on a mission to educate others about molecular hydrogen and wellness. So again, like I said, we'll have his information linked in the show notes for you to have access to his stuff and to learn more about the work that he's doing. And if you believe this episode can benefit someone else, like he said, please share it with someone who may benefit from it. And it's time that you start taking control of your own health. So thanks so much for tuning in, everyone. Take care, and until next time. Bye for now.
And you know what else is?